American Made, the enduring legacy of the WPA, when FDR put the nation to work. By Nick Taylor. Narrated by James Bowles. Copyright 2008 by Nick Taylor. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Nick Taylor and Janklow & Nesbitt Associates, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. The human toll of the Great Depression of the 1930s is almost impossible for us to fathom. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt took office as President of the United States in March 1933, as many as 15 million people, a quarter of the nation's workers, had no jobs and no hope of finding one. Factoring in their families, this meant that in a nation of 130 million, perhaps 60 million were literally without support. No money for rent, no food to feed their children, no coats against the wintry cold. Factories lay idle, storefronts vacant, fields plowed under. State governments, cities, and towns had exhausted their meager relief funds. The desolation knew no boundaries. The skilled and the unskilled alike stood on the breadlines, waited their turns in soup kitchens, scavenged in town dumps. When they were evicted from their homes, they built impromptu shacks to house their families until the police came and knocked the shanty towns down. When Roosevelt took over the reins of government from Herbert Hoover and worked to gain a foothold in the struggle against starvation and homelessness, his first step was to provide direct relief, the dole. The hand